At Daleville Christian Church, we believe and we encourage you to know what it is you believe. Then you can live what you believe. Each Sunday we share an affirmation of faith. Today, the affirmation of faith is from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. We always find our affirmations of faith in God's Word. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. I would simply notice a few things in those verses, and we'll comment on some of it in the message today. The grace of God teaches us. That means it's something we have to learn to do. My experience is that it isn't something that happens in a moment or overnight, but we are learning to say no to the things of the world, and we're learning to say yes to the things of the Spirit. The Word of God for today is from Galatians chapter 6, verses 8 through 10. As the apostle addresses the congregation in the churches of the Greek state of Galatia. The one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. May the Lord indeed add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Now, the message today is a little more pointed toward Daleville Christian Church, but I believe there are general applications for all churches, for all people who call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. So I share the message. First of all, a happy new year and blessings to you as we reckon the start of a new year, 2017. And although the children at our daycare are really too young to understand, I reminded them this week, as I remind you now, the year, the way we number our years, is based on the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, whose birth we just celebrated in the month of December, 2017. However, I usually mention as an aside to the daycare staff that we are probably off by a few years in claiming that it's 2017 years since Jesus was born. That scholars think that Jesus was born about the year 4 BC, but we can blame someone else's calculations for that. It is the year 2017, 2017 and something years since Jesus was born, and we are here to worship the God of whom the Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalm 90, 1,000 years in your sight, O Lord, are like a day that has just gone by. It's repeated, that same phrase, repeated in the letter of 2 Peter. We take note of the passing of years while our God is outside of time. But in noting the passage of time, we use the new year to look ahead, and we use the new year to look behind, to look back. Looking back is a regular Bible activity. One could say that a lot of the Old Testament is looking back into the past for God's activity, and God is more clearly seen in the past. The Bible is, as Pastor Rick Warren states, his story. That's what history is. It is his story. It's God's story. The Bible is the story of God's activity with his people. We at Daleville Christian Church use this time in the new year, in January, to complete an annual report that looks back on the year past to point to what Jesus made us do in the past year. It really is an important task, and everyone should really read and review the annual report, and that for two reasons. First of all, churches are notorious for having poor memories. Usually only a few people, or just one or two, can accurately remember any one church event. And given that not everyone is involved in everything that the church does in Jesus' name, it can be hard for us to look back in gratitude for what the Lord has done among us. This is one reason that congregational histories wind up being pretty boring. The only thing most people remember about church is the building and the pastor. That's really sad, since neither the building is the church, nor is the pastor the church. The church is the people, and the work of the church is what the people do for Jesus. That's one reason the annual report is important and that we should all read it. Remember what Jesus has done and be grateful. If you would read the annual report, even at a page a day, you would have at least one gratitude prayer for each day in the month of February, since we usually publish our annual report at the end of January. Maybe you'd have more days than the days of February to give thanks for God's work the year previous. So that's a reason to read the annual report. Churches have poor memories, and Daleville Christian Church is no exception. It's a good reason to even make ourselves do an annual report, to make us remember what it is that we did for Jesus. I'm usually pleasantly surprised when I do my portion of the annual report as to how much I got done for Jesus and for Jesus' church during the year. Now, here's the second reason to read and give thanks for the annual report. But to tell you this, let me begin with a question. I assume this is a universal experience. You're sitting at home and your spouse asks, "Honey, have you taken care of this yet?" Has this happened to you? Now, you can fill in this part. Did you take out the trash yet? Have you cleaned the gutters out yet? Have you fixed the faucet yet? Have you purchase the lamp replacement yet? Guys, does this sound familiar at all? The daily cartoon Blondie with husband Dagwood. Dagwood has a job jar that is usually filled with chores that Dagwood can do any time he has time to do them. Obviously, the list of tasks can get rather long. When we purchased the parsonage from the church, one of the church members congratulated me on becoming a homeowner. Not a home owner, but a home moaner. There is always something that needs to be done with the house. So if you're like me, you could easily be sitting at home in the evening and be listening to someone tell you all the things that you have not done yet. Now, I want to be honest that at my house, the question is often a question about the two of us. The talk goes more like this. We haven't painted the bedroom yet. We haven't replaced the fan yet. We haven't done this, and we haven't done that. So in the moment I'm sitting there, it occurs to me that while it is true I haven't painted the bedroom yet, I wasn't just sitting on the couch either. I've not been sitting on my hands. So I begin to recall out loud what we did take care of instead of painting the bedroom. We helped one child move, we replaced the freezer because the other one broke down, we celebrated a graduation, or I took my parents to the doctor. I had a similar experience a few years ago. I was having supper with a church official, and we spent a good part of that meal talking about what I was not getting done at Daleville Christian Church. After that meeting, it occurred to me that the meeting was not helpful. Why did we focus on what I am not doing? Wouldn't it be better to focus on what I am getting done? Then if something else needs to be done, we both figure a way to work that into what is already getting done. Well, friends, what's good for the pastor is good for the pastor's church. Sure, we could all come up with a very long list of what is not getting done at Daleville Christian Church, but that isn't helpful. And that is the second best reason to read and review the annual report. Without thinking, we can all complain about what isn't getting done at Daleville Christian Church, but we should take some time to remember what we did spend our energies doing for Jesus. This time of year is the best for doing that, and just last month, the month of December 2016, is one of the fullest months for Jesus' work at Daleville Christian Church. Operation Christmas Child at Daleville Christian Church. We sent 27 boxes to children throughout the world to share the joy of Jesus Christ in gifts and sharing. 20 people, we can call them shut-ins, received a cookie delivery visit from Daleville Christian Church with homemade cookies. Families representing about 30 people received Christmas baskets, a couple of weeks' worth of food per family. And since we always pack a couple of extra baskets, we were able to help a family who had just taken in a mother and four children who had left an abusive situation. And that same mother who was in the abusive situation and left that with her children had just lost her job. In addition, another person had dropped off envelopes to the church office and trusted us to deliver the two envelopes to families in need. One of the envelopes went to these two families. Mind you, the couple who took the family in were already pinching pennies, and the envelope that was delivered contained, I later found out, $100. So Daleville Christian Church was a blessing all over again to two additional families after the other baskets had been delivered in the community. The card that we sent along with all the baskets I had added to is what I'm telling you now, that Jesus makes us do good things. Our special Christmas offering that we take at Daleville Christian Church went to help Dove Harbor, which helps those in abuse situations. And this we do knowing that thousands of women and children had to be turned away from shelters last year in this state because there wasn't enough space to handle the need. Worship was offered on Christmas Eve twice at Daleville Christian Church, and people were glad that we did and came to worship at both of those services on Christmas Eve, and people were reminded we were celebrating the birth of our Savior who came to be with us and for us and to save us. We don't even take an offering at the Christmas Eve service, and yet we received gifts and offerings. Praise the Lord. And while a number of large churches throughout the nation closed their doors on Christmas Day Sunday, Daleville Christian Church invited people to worship, and a goodly number of people actually showed up to praise the Lord for the gift of God's Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I never thought I would have to make a part of the annual report that Daleville Christian Church held worship services on Christmas Day Sunday, but praise the Lord, we did, and I can report that Daleville Christian Church was faithful to offer worship on Christmas Day Sunday. And my friends, that was just Jesus at work at Daleville Christian Church in December. The Apostle Paul reminded us in our scripture this morning, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." And in our affirmation of faith, we were reminded Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. Jesus, our Lord, is making us his own people, is making us into people who want to do good, eager to do what is good. I say that Jesus makes me do good things because people easily get confused, and if I do good things or they see me do good things, they may think that I am good. But you and I know that I am not good. I'm human. I have had a tendency to be selfish since the day I was born. Jesus came to save me from serving myself, which the Apostle Paul states will only lead to my destruction. Since I have a tendency to be selfish, I know that I am not always eager to do what is good, and that's the part Jesus is working on in me. So besides knowing the right thing to do, that I will actually want to do the right thing in addition to doing the right thing. So I'm really led by the Holy Spirit in three different categories there, am I not? One, to know the right thing or the good thing to do. Secondly, to actually do the thing, the good thing I'm supposed to do. And then third, to want to do the good thing that I'm supposed to do, to be eager to do that good thing. And that is God's glory. Now, having said that, there's plenty of good to be done in the world. The apostle also said, let us not be weary in doing good. Do you know why the apostle has to say not become weary in doing good? Because it is possible to become weary in doing good. Jesus said that we would always have the poor with us. Always. Always. Therefore, there will always be work to be done. Don't wear yourself out doing it. Anyone who has cared for a sick person or an aging loved one needs to heed the words of the Bible. You and I both know of people who made themselves sick or died trying to take care of a loved one. If we make ourselves invalids, caring for the invalid, we have only succeeded in creating two invalids. I like to remind people who work hard for the church. The church is designed to give deacons a year off from serving. It's one way to institutionalize the Bible's words, do not be weary in well-doing. I tell people the church wants to have people serve the Lord for the long haul. Don't burn out in 1 year, or in 3 years, or in 5 years. Pace yourself in doing good so you can continue to do good and serve the Lord. Jesus wants us to be fruitful for him. John 15:8, Jesus said, this is my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. Showing yourself to be my disciples. When you do what the Lord wants you to do, that's to God's glory, not yours. And so I say, Jesus makes me do good things. And as a pastor, I remind myself that there was plenty of work to be done at Daleville Christian Church before I got here, that the church has been here for over 100 years, and the Lord willing, the church will be here long after I'm gone, and there will still be plenty of work to do. So I'm not going to finish the work that is here to do. I'm just doing my part while I'm here, and that's true for all of us. What we want for people is to provide a reason and a place for people to come and praise the Lord, our Savior, for what the Lord has done and for what the Lord is doing. So let us not focus on what we are not doing at Daleville Christian Church, but rather focus on what we are accomplishing that brings glory to the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who is working to make us into a people who are eager to do good things. Amen.